Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Wilco Radio, Bazaria County, Texas, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It's Friday. It's frickin' Friday. Another frickin' week of unbelievable fucking treachery. With the weekend coming up, hard to tell what they got planned, but I guess we're going to find out because this too will pass. That being said, it's the 25th day of October, 2019. Man, It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 712-770-5597. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want. And that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 712-770-5597. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it's currently 54 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson. And we're looking for a high of 66 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And another fall day, I imagine more chemtrails. We're getting the chemtrails. They're back here spraying the poisons on us. Time for a nice, long, sick winter. Let's see what we're going to jump into here. Oil drillers get an $18 billion break thanks to old law. What? We're going to find out as soon as we return.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then. Oil drillers get $18 billion break thanks to old law. Wonder what that's about. This is from Bloomberg. The United States has forfeited some $18 billion tied to oil and gas production in the Gulf of Mexico since 2000 because of a decades-old law that gave energy companies a break on paying royalties when drilling in deep water, federal investigators concluded Thursday. The foregoing revenue will keep climbing as energy companies continue to harvest oil and gas royalty-free from dozens of activated tracks in the Gulf long after lawmakers realized sloppy, this is what happened, guys. It was sloppy legislation writing prevented the government.
Say it ain't.
Say it ain't so. Brother, it's so. It's so I can touch it with a powder puff. Free. They're no royalties. That's our fucking oil as we're paying $3.45 a gallon for goddamn gas, man. Think about that. Sloppy legislative writing prevented the government from making the price breaks temporary. Okay, I'll believe any goddamn thing now. The dynamic is providing corporate welfare at taxpayer expense, said Democratic Representative Raul Gerlahava. You know, I think he's Irish. The head of the House Natural Resources Committee, who requested the government accountability office report. At issue is a 1995 law Congress passed to spur deep water drilling to give away our goddamn resource. You know, they're not just giving this away. They're going to tell us it just was just a, you know, it's like the timber, giving them the trees for a dollar a piece, and then they end up cutting them down and not milling them here, putting them on log ships and taking them to fucking Japan or off the coast to mill them. Same fucking scam. Now, let's keep going here. At issue, the Congress passed to spur deep water drilling by waiving royalty payments. What the fuck? Why? Why? Why would you do that? If it's our fucking oil, just so that somebody pumping it out of do you see what I'm saying here, people? That fucking oil belongs to the American nationals at all. It has fucking been confiscated from us without due process of the law and given to fucking, well, in many cases, foreigners. That energy companies must make to the federal government for oil and gas extracted from federal waters. See, federal corporate is what you're claiming, but that is the people's fucking waters, not the government's fucking waters. There is a difference between we the people and the fucking government that was meant to serve us, and which is not a fucking republic anymore, which has been usurped by fucking, and in violation of our fucking law, by fucking criminals. This is another crime against we the people. I'm $3.45 a fucking gallon for gas right now, and then I find out they're giving the fucking crude oil away, well, to the fucking oil companies, because they need it, don't you know? Yeah, but see old Trump, you know, fucking, you think people like him, when he's climbing onto the Taj Mahal to fly to his, the next, fucking phony ass production event where he's gonna talk about how he's gonna stop it. Well, I've done everything I promised. All the outsiders are gone and the wall's been built. Mexico paid for it and the dock is gone and they're gone and goddamn life's wonderful. Everybody's rich in America. We just went over that yesterday, didn't we? I don't think everybody's rich in America, buddy. I think everybody's sleeping and eating and working and getting more pissed every fucking day. Federal waters. Some lawmakers said they aim to make the royalty relief temporary if oil and gas prices or production jumped above certain levels. Unfucking believable. And we find out about this. How long has this been going on? Since 1995. But you see, the thing is, they get the money because it's all corporate mafia. The money runs through the fucking oil companies and comes around full circle. Trump probably got some of it in a fucking real estate deal. Don't you see how they work? But specific price thresholds didn't make it into the statute or the lease contracts. Really? You are some fucking brilliant people, aren't you? We got all these fucking attorneys writing these fucking leases, these unlawful leases, because they're confiscating the oil from we the people without due process of the fucking law and just giving it away. Well, they're not giving it away because they're getting kickbacks on the fucking round. You can bet on it. Lease contracts issued by the Clinton administration in 1998 and 1999, and in 2007, a federal court ruled the Interior Department couldn't force companies to pay royalties on production from even more deepwater leases linked between 1996 and 2000, saying they were barred by that federal law. You mean United States corporation policy that's given it away? Bad enough $15 a barrel for our sweet crude that they're fucking, you know, that they're just selling the raw product. I mean, we're becoming the number one oil exporter in the goddamn world, as our people can't even afford to go down to the fucking, can't go to work. Can't afford to live in your fucking car and go to work. If Congress intended to impose price thresholds on royalty relief, an appeals court later said, it certainly knew how to do so. Yes, it did. It all them regulators also knew that those derivatives, those junk bonds that they rated as AAA derivatives were junk bonds. I mean, it just continues right in our fucking face. And it'll keep happening until we fucking shut it down. The mishap, the misstep, I love that, the misstep. Was this, in your opinion, people, I'm polling you, in your opinion, was this a misstep or a fucking fraud? Is benefiting a slew of oil and gas companies, including ExxonMobil Corporation, Equinor, Gulf of Mexico, LLC, Chevron USA Incorporated, and INNI Petroleum, US LLC, according to lease data reviewed by Bloomberg. No royalties, just take our fucking oil. It's like they take our gold. The Chinese over here right now, just taking our fucking gold, digging it up, taking it. Fuck the people. But the thing here is, it's the corporations. And see, the corporations, I'll catch you on the other side. I'll catch you in another deal, and you'll give me some of your, some, well, maybe we got, that's how we got that pool of oil that doesn't belong to us in Syria. Maybe that's one of the big deals. We don't get to know what they are. It's a secret government. Well, it's not even a government. It's a secret fucking organization. It's a secret corporation. The Interior Department took issue with some of the GAO's analysis, but said it would consider the agency's recommendation for changes to offshore leasing by royalty programs. Oh, really? So that then it could go right straight to the federal corporation. You know, the United States Corporation, and I mean, it would go directly to them, and they could cut it, they could go ahead and pay it back around the other way to the, you know, whichever way they were getting their fucking kickbacks. They can just send the kickbacks around back the other way. It went to the United States of America, and it went to our coffers. It sure as hell didn't go to the people that own that fucking oil. And you sure as hell did not take that oil through due process of the fucking law from we the people. You sons of bitches. Oil industry advocates learned on the 2007 court ruling affirming the royalty relief program. Royalty relief. Who needs relief here? Who was it up here? You've got Exxon Mobil Corp. Well, they need relief, guys. Record fucking profits since 2000, the 2008 fucking fraud committed by all these son of a bitches. Inquire, Gulf of Mexico, LLC. Chevron USA. They need relief, guys. Fuck the people that are fucking living in the streets. You know, I seen a little short, video on that today talking about up by Portland and stuff, people living on it's the drugs. It's those, you know, it's that heroin that we shipped in here from fucking Afghanistan, that we guarded the opium fields and made it get here. And the fact, the thing they never mentioned, they just need to enforce the law on those people. It's not law, it's policy to begin with. It's not enforceable upon those fucking people. And the reason they're living out on the fucking streets is because they cannot afford to live in a goddamn apartment or a house. Why? Because you're taking monies like this and you're fucking buying fucking houses and fucking buying the apartments for fucking the illegal aliens coming in here as the new colonization fucking force, the slave labor colonization force. How long is this going to go on, guys? How long are we going to allow this shit? The courts have ruled there was nothing ambiguous about the... The corporate courts have ruled, the corporate Star Chamber courts have ruled, there was nothing ambiguous about the 1995 Act that gave away the oil that belongs to the fucking people to these fucking big international fucking corporate mafia fucking oil companies for nothing. Nothing. If nothing else, leave it in the fucking ground. Or underneath the sea, it belongs to us. Leave it as a fucking reserve. No, we've got to get it pumped up out of there. And even if we had, that's what they did with the forests in this country, people. That's the game. I mean, but they played the game a lot looser back then. I mean, a lot tighter back then. Because, I mean, it would have been too plain and obvious. But up in the Tioga, I think it's a Tungus National Forest up in fucking Alaska. When they finally shut them down, they were taking fucking huge old growth timber and they were cutting it down and they were selling it to the Japanese for $1 a fucking tree. That's how much, because it was given to them. Just like this fucking shit here. It was given to them because we need jobs and manufacturing for our people. And the deal was, we'll give it to you for $1 a tree and we'll pay to cut the roads in, to fucking cut the timber down so that you can bring it out to the sawmill so that our people have a prosperous life working in the sawmills because we're rich in timber. So what happens? The Japanese companies come in and somehow they were able to sell those fucking leases to the goddamn Japanese. I sat over there at Coos Bay and I watched whole fucking forests leave this country. They took them over there and sunk them in the fucking, what the hell they got over there in Japan. Anyway, they took them to the log ships that they, big logging platforms that they have out at sea, and they manufactured the lumber, brought it straight back into shore, and fucking sold it to us. So that they could steal more of our fucking nation. It's all fraud, and this is going to be corrected. It will be corrected through the common law, through the people. You're going to fill our jurisdiction like a fucking whip across your back. Said Ben Martyr, a spokesman for the American Petroleum Institute. Oh, wonder who they are. Wish there was an American National Institute. Well, there is. It's called the American People and their fucking Bill of Rights. We are the ultimate fucking law. Piss on your Petroleum Institute. You fucking all under arrest for fucking fraud. And we're going to try you for fucking treason because this is taking national resources that belongs to each and every one of us. You know, you've committed so many counts. What are there, 300 million of us? 300 million counts of fucking fraud? Of seizing property without due process of the law? As outlined in the Bill of Rights? Law? Those who would require the companies that took Congress at its word to now pay royalties retroactively are engaging in a dangerous game of bait and switch. Oh my God. Can you fucking believe they can say this? I go down and I can't afford to go no fucking where. $3.45 a fucking gallon. People should be fucking ripping the goddamn pumps out of the ground like they were in the 70s. And it was only like, it went up to like 79 cents a gallon, and people actually started ripping the goddamn pumps out of the ground. I guess they had a little more moxie back then. Now it's just, oh, gee golly, I guess I'll just have to go hungry this week, or I'll just have to walk 5 miles to work and back. You know, that fucking just weak. You let these motherfucking punks, if you met these son of a bitches, this Exxon Mobil, if you walked into their boardroom, one fucking real man would walk in there and just slap them around like women. They'd lay there in their own piss and fucking cry. That's all they would do. But they are fucking punking us, man. Punking us to the max. Offshore oil, gas, and production in U.S. coastal waters is a significant source of revenue for federal coffers. You mean the federal corporate coffers? The fucking oil belongs to the people. How did it get from us, what belongs to we, the people, to this federal fucking corporation? It wasn't through no fucking court. It's just like the fucking gold in 1933. They just fucking seized it. In complete violation of the Bill of Rights. I can fucking read it. The only way you can get something that belongs to me is through a fucking common law court and having the jurisdiction and going in front of the common law judge and the common law jury and in the common law jurisdiction and showing where I owe you something so you can get to take something that's mine. They've done this 340 million counts of fucking fraud. This is what this amounts to. And this is fucking fraud's been going on since 1995, people. 20 fucking 4 years. 24 years of fucking fraud. How much do they owe us? And we always talk about, you know, just how fucking, we were talking yesterday, how poor our people are working their asses off to live. And how here we are. This is just like going, and then rubbing your fucking face in it. These son of a bitches need to face consequences or they will never fucking stop. I'll tell you that much right now. Bringing in almost $90 billion from 2006 to 2018, according to GAO. $90 billion. As our fucking people sleep in the fucking streets. And they're trying to pass laws so that they can fucking jail them and beat them and fucking just, hey man, let's just get the goddamn FEMA camps going. You can take them out there and start digging ditches and using those 40 caliber hollow points for that which they were manufactured. That's our fucking money, people. And you know, you just consider this. Well, we're only talking about 90 billion here, not to mention the 92 fucking, I mean, the 22 fucking trillion dollars. It's gone. It's missing. It's missing, people. And nobody's looking. Nobody wants to look for it. Nobody wants to find out who took our 22 trillion dollars, which leaves us 23. Well, they've stolen 23 trillion by now. But that's the entire national fucking debt. You think about if we were fucking just refining our own fucking gas from our own fucking oil, and the gas cost about 26 cents a gallon, and we had that $22 trillion back, we wouldn't be doing too goddamn bad, would we? We would have fucking never fucking went to the trouble of figuring out just how they did this to us, but they're so fucking greedy. Now we've had to go to the fucking trouble. We know what you've done to us, you sons of bitches. We know that you have broken the law and that it is our law to enforce. It is our right. It is our duty to enforce that law. And you think it ain't going to happen? You're fucking out of your minds. The lure of royalty relief sometimes spurred lucrative bidding on drilling rights in the Gulf, according to the GAO. The U.S. collected nearly $2 billion in additional bids from aggressive bidding for deepwater tracts sold with the promise of royalty-free production. This is from 1996 through 2000. However, that initial jackpot was dwarfed by the foregone revenue ever since. We were only going to steal the people's oil from them and give them to these motherfuckers, these international corporate mafia motherfuckers. We were only supposed to do that for 2 years. Somebody messed up here. Which one of you guys forgot to write that in there? How stupid do you think we are? You're going to find out. You are going to find out. There's no getting away from it. You've done way fucking too much.
You know, Henry, after reading that article about the oil thing and all that fucking billion-dollar payoff, whoever reads that doesn't get it has got to be real, real stupid, man. I mean, it's such an easy thing to figure out what's going on. Yeah, a 7-year-old can figure this out if they read that article.
They just now us they give away about $90 billion worth of our fucking oil. When did any of you guys get served with paperwork and go and just like the people in 1933 that gave up their goddamn gold? Did any of you get served from the boy, that's really bad. That's got to stop. Laura? Thank you. Sorry, Mark. It was real loud. Did any of you get served with a fucking an action from a small claims court from any individual and lose your gold to them? Did you lose your oil to them in a civil action? So that's got to be fixed, Laura. It's still there. There. Nope. What is it? It's quiet now. Fox News will present, we're going here to, it's hero time. You know, I didn't do one yesterday because there was some stuff I was trying to get through, in the last couple of days. But we got a plenty to make up for it. Fox News will present a primetime haul on Sunday focusing on threats to law enforcement, according to the network announcement. Town Hall America with Harris Faulkner, police emergency. Oh, the poor cops, they're running a whole series on how badly the police, these fucking Blackwater, fucking monstrous, nasty, rotten-ass mercenaries are being treated. So we have our, I wondered if Harris is going to have this fucking story here as a part of your private corporate fucking army propaganda. Harris Faulkner, you fucking treasonous two-bit slut. High-level police commander and his wife arrested for running child sex ring. You gonna have that on your program? Are you gonna explain to the people? Are you just saying that they can't figure it out, guys? Why is the whole goddamn country rising up against the fucking the Blackwater USA, their private fucking army, to stand between the people that they are fucking thieving from, the people that they are attempting to subjugate, and them? Why are people in such a fucking frenzy? Why are people starting to shoot the motherfuckers? Why are people fucking hating their fucking guts? Why? High-level police commander and his wife arrested for running child sex ring. Here's one of the reasons. You going to read this one, Harris? This is from Free Thought Project. It was sent in by Galen for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. High-level Livingston Parish Sheriff Office deputy who commanded the SWAT team has been arrested this week for unspeakable crimes against children. Dennis Perkins, 44, and his wife, Cynthia Perkins, 34, are accused of multiple counts of child rape and the production of child pornography, among other disturbing charges. On Wednesday, the couple was arrested after a month-long criminal probe headed up by the Louisiana Attorney General's office. After the arrest, footage of the alleged child rapist was posted to Twitter, showing him being led into prison in shackles. According to a source close to the case, the couple was seen in videos and photos committing unspeakable acts with naked children. Horrifying indeed. When police attempted to arrest Dennis Denny, they have it in here, Denny Perkins, he reportedly knew they were coming, so he tossed his cell phone in a nearby river and fled. His move also led to the top cop being charged with obstruction of justice on top of the child rape counts. And we're going to finish this article when we get back.
Down the road here from me, there's an old holly tree where you lay down a dollar or two. Go on around the bend, come back again, there's a jug full of that good old Mountain Dew.
Oh, they call it that good old Mountain Dew, and them that refuse it are few. I'll hush up my mug if you'll fill up my jug with that good old Mountain Dew.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot broadcast from the trenches. 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin,
the state of Jefferson.
Shield and use your head. Fight till every
To a marching drum, we'll win the war and pay the toll. We'll fight as one in heart and soul. Midnight mare and blood red roan, fight to keep this land your own. Sound the horn and call the cry. How many of them can we make die? Axes flash, rocks all swing, shining armors piercing a ring. Houses run with a polished shield. Fight those bastards till they
listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:36 Pacific time, and that was Heather Alexander with March of Cambrith. And man, you tell me, guard your women and children well. You know, send these bastards back to hell. Guard your children well. Look what this prick was doing. Here's one of your fucking heroes, Harris Faulkner, you fucking two-bit slut, you communist whore. You gonna tell this story on your show? Let me see where we were here. Okay, horrifying deed. When police attempted to arrest him, he took off and threw his phone in the goddamn river. This move also led to the top cop being charged with obstruction of justice on top of the child rape counts. WAFB 9 reports that Denny Perkins was a lieutenant with the Livingston Parish Sheriff's Office Special Operations Unit, SWAT. Gotta wonder how many people this dirty son of a bitch killed under a fucking fraudulent jurisdiction and operating for the fucking corporation. How many people did this fucking motherfucking person murder over a fucking drug raid, you know, to get somebody for some marijuana? Somebody had marijuana in their house and they went and shot and killed them. How many people that, you know, fucking didn't have nothing that this cocksucker shot? But, oh, before beginning before being terminated the week of October 21st. He was hired in 2002 from the Walker Police Department. This alleged child, see, they got the goddamn the movies of him, you know, the goddamn videos of him doing this shit, the pictures of him doing this shit. But you got to say alleged when it comes to one of these motherfucking heroes, don't you know? This alleged child rapist commanded an entire SWAT division and was considered a hero by the community. Well, you're a bunch of stupid fucks, aren't you? Were you watching your women and children well? After her arrest, his wife, Cynthia Perkins, resigned from her teaching position at Westside Junior High School in Walker. It is currently unknown if the victims in the images were students of Cynthia's. The investigation found so much disturbing evidence against the Perkins that the top cop and his wife are facing more than 120 combined charges. Think about what them dirty bastards did. Louisiana Attorney General Jeff Landry says Denny Perkins is charged with 60 counts of production of pornography involving a juvenile under the age of 13. You think about a little 12-year-old child. Looks dirty. Here's your heroes. This is why we love them. This is why we love the police. We love your fucking corporate fucking army. We love your corporate enforcers. We love Blackwater USA. They're our heroes. God, without them, what would we do? Well, our fucking 12-year-olds wouldn't be getting raped, would they? 2 counts of first-degree rape, 3 counts of possession of pornography involving a juvenile under the age of 13, 2 counts of video, I don't even know what this word means, voyeurism, and 2 counts of obscenity, according to WAFB. Investigators with the Attorney General's office apprehended him while he was on a fishing trip in Toledo Bend. He was picked up again Wednesday afternoon to be transferred to Livingston Parish. He was booked into Livingston Parish Wednesday evening with a bond of $1,675,000, then transferred to Assessian Parish shortly thereafter for his own safety. You got to protect this motherfucker. You got to protect this guy, this fucking pedophilic piece of shit. You know, a few years ago, they tried to call this shit a lifestyle. And they still, that's what they want. I mean, what are you going to put up with, people? Cynthia Perkins is charged with 60 counts of production of pornography involving a juvenile under the age of 13 and 2 counts of first-degree rape. She's being held on $500,000 bond. This is the teacher, you see. This is the corporate teacher. The investigation started after the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children received a tip that the couple was raping children, filming it, and then distributing it to their network. If you or anyone you know was molested or raped by this couple, please contact the FBI with your story. It is highly likely they have more victims who have remained silent because their attacker was a SWAT commander. You think Harris Faulkner's going to have this on her? Well, the poor police, oh my God, everybody's being mean to our fucking corporate fucking monsters. You know, and we have a story about the fucking heroes yesterday, but there's still, you know, there was plenty today. They tased some kid to death up in Albany. They tied a man in a fucking chair for 2 days until he fucking died in a jail. There's no end to this fucking bullshit. But every day on the Fox News, because that's, you know, Donald Trump, he loves the police because he's a fucking freak too. Be probably a fucking child molester too. You dirty piece of shit. They love them. We gotta love these son of a bitches, don't you know? You fucking subjects, we're telling you to do something. You're going to do it. This is a sad day. I love this part. This is a sad day for us, for all law enforcement officers. When you arrest one of your own, fucking every fucking day is a day that one of your fucking own is fucking caught blatantly murdering and raping kids. You sick fucks. This is what they did over there in Abu Ghraib. They took fucking people and they brought their children and fucking raped them right in front of them. This is who you're dealing with. This is not the fucking Andy Griffith show. This is not, these are not fucking elected officials. This is, these are fucking terrorists by definition of the goddamn word. They're going to call you a terrorist because you're going to enforce the law of the fucking absolute unalienable law of this country on their asses. Who's a fucking terrorist here? No, these are heroes. Livingston Parish Sheriff Jason Art said Wednesday, "We at the LPSO work hard every day to retain the trust placed in us by our citizens. You weren't working very fucking hard. How could you miss something like this? How could this go on in a fucking community? I understand this was a veteran. I understand this was a veteran law enforcement officer, one who had dedicated a lot of time and effort to this community." They're trying to fucking praise this prick. Instead of trying to distance themselves from him, they're actually trying to praise this prick. This fucking child, fucking God knows what he did to these children. Unspeakable, they said. Horrific. He dedicated a lot of time and effort to this community. He fucking shot some fucking drug dealers, some people who were being attacked under fucking unlawful legislated fucking admiralty jurisdiction. How many did you kill, you motherfucker? How many did your fucking SWAT teams that you fucking put together kill? Who hadn't done nothing but fucking sell something or put something in their body that this fucking corporate government has commanded that we cannot, with zero authority to do so, in violation of the law. But as I have said in the past, no one is above the law. Fuck you. You piece of shit. You fucking... This type of alleged behavior... See, again, this type of alleged... You just now told me that the goddamn evidence was so high you had fucking... You have fucking videos of them doing it. Videos! Well, of course, you had a video of them killing Kelly Thomas, too. And James Boyd. And Marion Curie. And fucking Tamron... I forgot the kid's name. Tamron Rice. You had videos of all those murders, too. Fucking video. I bet this son of a bitch, he'll get fucking released out the back door. He'll get out of this shit, you watch. This type of alleged behavior will not be tolerated by me or anyone on the LPSO. I do not condone these alleged acts. No, but you up here, you fucking praise this son of a bitch. He was dedicated a lot of time and effort to this community. He done so many good things for this community while he was raping children. You are a sick fuck.
That's the problem. We don't know what he's getting away with. I mean, he finally got caught.
And who else is involved? I mean, he sure knew a lot of people. He was the commander of a SWAT division. Who else was involved? I mean, they just got what they were presently fucking doing. They caught them what they were, and they said there many more victims could be out there. How many more fucking perpetrators could be out there? Are you even going to look? Or are you too busy? Are they too dedicated to efforts in the community? I am disappointed. Really? I'm sickened, you son of a bitch. I have always considered Denny a friend. Listen to this. He doesn't even try to distance himself from this fucking monster. And a family member. He's like a brother to me, okay? You think brother is going to fucking get what he deserves? The people of that town should march down there and fucking, with their guns, pull that motherfucker out of that jail and skin his ass alive and leave him to rot in the fucking street. You got the fucking videos. How long's his trial? It'll be 2 or 3 years. And then they'll say it's too dangerous to hold him because he's a fucking, because of all the people he's murdered in his fucking SWAT team. He'll be kept in comfort. Unless people follow this and push it, and by then, if there ain't a goddamn war, this fucking country's over with anyway. But see, he's gonna get his fucking shit that he deserves. Friend and family member. The Attorney General's office is leading the investigation. We are assisting and offering to cooperate in any way we can. Well, why don't you start by condemning what your fucking family member does? Is that what your brother does? Does he fucking pedophile little children? Under 12, think 12 years old. Think about a 12-year-old child. These fucking, and one of them is a teacher. Maybe she's the one bringing them in. But don't tell me about your goddamn, you're fine, the heroes that are being mistreated. We hate their fucking guts. This is why. You got that, Harris? Are you going to play that on your fucking program? Elizabeth Warren says, take weapons of war off our streets. This is from Daily Sheeple. It was sent in by Misty for a discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. During an October 24th, 2019 town hall in New Hampshire, Democratic presidential hopeful Elizabeth fucking two-bit whore fucking communist bitch Warren suggested it's time to take the weapons of war off our streets. Well, get the fuck to it. Quit talking about it. And it ain't just going to be in the fucking streets, you stupid cunt. It's every fucking inch of this goddamn country. And you're not going to do it. You know you're not going to fucking do it. No more than Trump was going to kick the fucking illegals out of this country. Because you can't. Senator Elizabeth Warren, Democrat, Massachusetts, also voiced support for ammunition controls and background checks. She did not mention that the U.S. has had background checks since 1998. And what the hell is that supposed to be? That's propaganda bullshit you're throwing. Oh, see, there is somebody else here listening, see. And we're being critical of this bitch that is in fucking total, that what you're speaking is treason. It gets you fucking hung, Elizabeth Warren. You get a short fucking trial. Just like your pedophile there, your pedophile hero that was a part of the corporate fucking army that's standing between the people and you. But then you get your fucking short fucking trial because what you were talking about is fucking treason. It is violation of the second article of the People's Bill of Rights. It is violation of the whole fucking Bill of Rights because it is a dismissal of the Bill of Rights as not being the superior law of this fucking land that you can just fucking think you can just fucking break without consequence. Like I said yesterday, the goddamn violations, I mean, they're endless. Endless violations, but the law stands. That's why they're starting to talk about, well, we want to change the First Amendment, and then we can arrest people for calling us fucking faggots and transsexual and telling your filthy fucking asses to stay away from us. You think so? That's going to go over just like this fucking your gun confiscation. Last week, Warren detailed a plan to use excise taxes. Boy, weren't they talked about in those anti-federalist papers. They want to control something, but throw excise taxes. You have no fucking authority. You can't take nothing from an American national. You got it? To reduce firearm ammunition sales. The plan to use excise taxes was published by Medium, where readers saw Warren's belief that the current 10% excise tax on firearms, that is an illegal fucking tax. That is unlawful. It is a violation of our law. When are we going to step up like fucking men and fucking enforce the fucking law? Those jails belong to us. Everything in this fucking country belongs to us. Their asses belong in those fucking jails. They have people in them jails. Not one goddamn person in them jails. Even if they did commit a crime against a fucking person, they weren't prosecuted properly. So they're in those jails unlawfully. Go ahead, brother.
Hey, is that what they did with the machine guns? Because, you know, prior to them, you know, people used to have machine guns all the time, especially like in the 30s and the 40s with the mob. Mm-hmm. Is that what they did to the machine gun that made you pay that little extra, you know, tax, tax to ask them?
Yeah, the 1933 gun, the first fucking total fucking blatant in-your-face infringement, the 1933 Gun Control Act. Yeah, and that's the same time that they armed the FBI. That the government was never supposed to be armed so that they could regulate the actions of the individual. We were to regulate one another through the common law courts. And we better have a goddamn, you better have a goddamn case. You better have a reason. Or the other person, they turn around, they sue you right back and fucking take everything you got. That's how we were to remain at liberty and free. But yes, you're absolutely correct. Those and hand grenades. You could have before 1933, you could have a fucking hand grenade. You could have anything you want. But no, you can still have a machine gun, like you said, if you're a rich man and you can pay the goddamn tax. It's just like what they did with marijuana. Marijuana, they couldn't declare marijuana illegal, unlawful. They would have had to fucking try to do like they did with the Volstead Act. And by then, I think people had figured out that the Volstead Act was a fucking unlawful fucking, it was just like the 14th Amendment. They didn't have no authority to do it. They couldn't do it. Because it allowed the government to prosecute the people. Only the people had the power to arrest and prosecute. Period. They had none. They had they had to work under the fucking, military code of whatever the hell it is. It's the military law. That's the only fucking jurisdiction they had. And like I said, they had to take somebody out on a ship to do it because it wasn't allowed on our shores. Because the true founders of this country, the anti-federalists and the people that fought for it with rags wrapped around their fucking bleeding feet, they said it will never have the dreaded admiralty law upon our land. That's why they had to take, if they were going to do a court-martial, see, they can do court-martials. They can't do fucking goddamn trials. They cannot do it, but they just say, just like this shit they're doing here, talking about, today I'm listening to them and they're talking about, this investigation, this other guy's investigation, and there's gonna, okay, he might call together a grand jury. He can't. There is no grand jury in the admiralty. They are just making it up as they go a fucking long, people. And it is an absolute violation of the fucking law. An individual would have to charge it. Now they could take them and charge them because they are in the fiduciary. They could charge them under the fucking, military law and take their asses out commit about all you got going there is fucking, what the hell do they call it? Sedition. It would be treason. And what the hell do they call it? Aiding and abetting the enemy. I can't think of the word. Ain't gonna get it. At any rate,
collusion.
No, it's not collusion. It's God damn it! I can't think of the word. It's where you aid the enemy. It's called. I can't think of the word. At any rate, they could charge them and take them out on a ship and they could hang them from the keel haul. Because they'd be on, we're talking about when you go into these fucking admiralty courts, you're actually going on to the goddamn ship. That fucking government appointed fucking piece of shit sitting there on that fucking pedestal above you is like the captain of a ship. There is no law in that goddamn court. And it is a violation of the law of this land. An absolute, unquestionable violation for it to exist. And until we fucking stand up and we start enforcing that fucking law, they're going to continue this fucking crap like this, people. Elizabeth Warren, look at that fucking scraggly old whore. What the fuck are you going to do? You're going to put on some fucking khakis and come and get somebody, you bitch? But just speaking this, people, I'm telling you fucking even 50 years ago, just speaking this, you would have been arrested by them. Because the communists hadn't completely taken over yet. And when you got people standing in your goddamn streets with the fucking slant-eyed son of a bitch with glasses on telling you we're perpetrating a communist revolution here. I think that's against the fucking law. I'm pretty sure it is. And I think that's where the goddamn admiralty would come in. These are somebody that is on our fucking property here telling us they're going to take us over. What the fuck would your militia and your, well, we're supposed to only be militia. But wouldn't it be to the Congress if this was a fucking republic, which it is not, because it's been replaced with a fucking unlawful corporation. But wouldn't it be that the Congress, somebody's talking about overthrowing the fucking government of the United States of these Americas? Call the militias together. Go arrest them all. And they will be tried for goddamn sedition and treason. But it ain't going to happen because they have all betrayed us. They would not be in these positions. It is a fucking occupation. of your highest seats of power. From the, it's from the meter maid to the president. They break the, you can tuck and take and show them the fucking Bill of Rights. And say somebody's pulled your ass over and they're going to take the, a fucking hunk of gold out of your fucking purse. And you fucking hold up that and say, the fifth article says you can't touch my stuff without due process of the law. The fourth article says you have to have a warrant to take it. And fuck that. My, I'm following the orders, you see. Aren't we in that situation? Isn't that exactly what we're talking about here? And it was done through an unlawful act called the 14th fucking amendment. They're calling you a subject. Subjects don't have rights.
When was the last time you ever heard a congressman or a United States president even mention the word sedition or treason? Hell, you don't even hear the words come out of their fucking mouths anymore.
Well, I've heard it a couple of times, actually, in the last few days on the main. They're talking about it being treason. And so what are you going to do about it? The bottom line is they should be arrested by the fucking military. The military would arrest them. If you're committing fucking high crimes and misdemeanors within the fiduciary, it would be military arrest. You'd be tried under the code of military conduct. You would have a court-martial, which is what they're doing to us, people. Only they're doing it through a fucking corporate mechanism. They call it administrative admiralty. The power behind it is the guns behind it, the standing army of corporate fucking enforcers they have put upon our land unlawfully, without jurisdiction, in violation of our law. And they're killing our people. They're raping children. They're fucking trying to start a reign of terror. And there is really, for as large as this land is, and we can come up here and read this every fucking day, like I said, there was two more stories, one about a kid being tased to death in Albany, and one about him tying a goddamn guy in a chair and for two fucking days till he died. You can't do that. It's against the law, but they don't face the law. No, they go and they go to their union because they are in a corporation. They are Blackwater. Absolutely. I'm not just saying that to fucking to plant something that image in your mind. They are, by definition of the English language, Blackwater. They have no authority here. The only authority they have is the force they are using. They're killing us. And the only way we stop it is by enforcing the law and killing them before they kill us. Shoot their fucking asses out of this country. You are righteous in doing so. It is your right. It's your fucking duty. You're neglecting your duty. As soon as you turned 16, you had the goddamn jurisdiction in you to enforce that fucking Bill of Rights that's ratified fucking law. But we failed. We failed to teach our children. The generations before us failed. In 1933, when they gave up the fucking gold, they failed us. They should have fought right there. That was telling everybody in this country, you cannot own property. Your servants, your so-called servants, but they were already the corporation. We just wrote it down on a piece of paper. We got to take all your gold. Well, that is not due process of the law, motherfucker. And you are beneath me. You are the servant. My servant doesn't come and take shit away from me. But they had already established the fucking corporation and declared us their property and declared us fucking serfs or fucking subjects under the 14th Amendment. Now, a subject, the king can come and take everything you fucking own because you own nothing, because he owns you. That's the difference. Anyways, guys, we're at the top of the hour. We'll be back on Monday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of the Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. But, I mean, just try to just keep pushing it. That's not just the fucking a piece of paper. That's the Bill of Rights. But, no, that is fucking written law. It is absolute fucking law. It's never been changed. It cannot be changed. We have failed to reinforce it. That's the only thing that's wrong here in this country, is we have failed to enforce our fucking law. It belongs to the people, not to that fucking corporation, that unlawful, fucking fraudulent fucking corporation. And that is the Word from the Trenches.
Have a good weekend, Henry.
You too, brother.